Thought it would be a good time to get a vaccination type update. And Austin Brown joins us from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, their main location out on Robinson Road. How you doing, Austin?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing well. How are you?
I didn't wake you up, did I?
Oh, no. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed waiting for you.
Well, probably the word of the month is vaccinations, and I know you guys deal with them. What do listeners need to know?
Yeah, you're not kidding about the word of the month part. It's been a busy time at the pharmacy. It's been a busy time for all of healthcare, quite honestly, you know, from a healthcare perspective. You know, pretty historic things going on in terms of the vaccines that we've been able to get. And, you know, this is something we'll definitely remember. So in terms of what we need to know right now is now we have two of them. There is the Pfizer product as well as the Moderna product, both received emergency use authorizations. And and people have started getting vaccinated. So we're looking at now what do the phases look like? You know, there's a lot of the talk about the different phases as to when the vaccine is going to be rolled out, with phase one looking at a lot of our healthcare professionals and first responders. And then from there, we're looking at other essential workers, you know, people working in the grocery stores, trying to get our teachers vaccinated, and learning what that looks like. And from a public health standpoint, those phases and those priority groups, may shift with time. They're still pretty fluid right now. And still a lot of discussions about that, but the exciting part is people are getting vaccinated.
Yeah. And what role, Austin, will the pharmacies play, and maybe you guys in particular?
Great question. We are anticipating that pharmacies around the country are going to be heavily, heavily involved with this process. The data shows across the board throughout the last couple of years, the role that pharmacies in the communities have played with vaccinating the public, and this is going to be no exception. In regards to the vaccine that you can anticipate at the pharmacy, due to the handling recommendations, it is likely that a lot of patients that choose to get vaccinated at the pharmacy will be receiving the Moderna product. Because that way, we're able to keep that one in more of a standard refrigerator. We spoke about 3 weeks ago with some of the ultra cold storage requirements that the Pfizer vaccine requires.
Right.
And a lot of community pharmacies don't have the facilities to handle those types of products. So we are anticipating that we will be giving the Moderna vaccine to a lot of the public at this time. In regards to a timeline, right now it's likely that the general public and getting the vaccine at the pharmacy, that's going to probably be something that we would see end of February, beginning of March. If I'm going to put some dates on it, I'm hopeful that maybe those numbers will shift a little bit forward as we learn more about the allocation and the rollout process. But in terms of what the general public can expect, that's probably a good timeline to have on the calendar right now. And the other question that we're getting is how are you going to do this at the pharmacy? And that's something that our team is working around the clock trying to figure out. In terms of getting the vaccine and how do you go about doing that at the pharmacy level, this is something that we're going to try to set up, and it will likely be appointment based. This will not be something where it'll be as easy as the walk-in clinics or the walk-in flu shot that we're used to, just for the sake of there's going to be a lot of people. We have still have to take our social distancing and our mask wearing into consideration in terms of how do we avoid large crowds and keep everybody safe. You can't expect it at our pharmacy sites that it will still be an appointment-based model. So we're working on getting a scheduling tool put up on our Facebook and our websites. And when you call the pharmacies, you will probably be directed to those tools. and we'll go from there. We are looking at hiring some additional nursing staff to help us with vaccine administration so that our pharmacy teams can help with the vaccine process, but also can run the pharmacies. And I think our big ask for the public is, you know, we're just as excited that you are, but please be patient and with us as we work through the process. The vaccine process of giving the vaccine itself is nothing too out of the ordinary compared to what we're used to. However, on the other side, the documentation process is going to take us quite a bit more time. There's a lot of detailed documentation that we want to make sure that we have down for the CDC, and so we can monitor for side effects and things like that. So that process is going to take longer. So you can anticipate some wait times, but we're excited to get this process going.
Do you see this, Austin, working like similar to the flu vaccine, where you would get it every year, or a variation?
That's a great question, and the answer is we don't quite know yet. I would not be surprised if this turned into an annual vaccination, but a lot of that is going to probably come out in the next couple of months. Is now that we're starting to get people vaccinated, that data will start to show us how long does that immunity last after you get that second dose. That first dose that you receive gives you about 50-53% immunity from the virus. And with the Moderna product in particular, then 28 days later, you're coming in to get that second dose, and then that boosts your immunity to around a 95%. And that's where you're hearing that 95% number that's getting tossed about. And so after that second dose, that's when we'll start to really be collecting data and looking to see how are people's immunities and their antibodies holding up at that time. And then we'll be able to know, is that something that, okay, we're going to need to revaccinate every year like we do for the flu? Is our body going to be able to hold this immunity over time, and maybe we don't have to get it as often as annually?
Yeah, whereas people they'll run in and just line up for a flu shot, won't there be more tracing or tracking of this vaccine?
Yes, sir. Especially initially, since this is and some of that is because of these are vaccines that were authorized for emergency use.
Yeah.
A lot of that means, you know, they did come out because there was a dire need for the public. But in terms of healthcare professionals being good stewards of research, there's a lot of requirements on our end to track those types of activities. Who got them? When did they get them? What types of side effects, if any, did they have? And is there a way that we can correlate and start to put together trends of the data to see what that looks like? So I would imagine that in a lot of respects, it is going to be similar to getting a flu vaccine. You know, in terms of the side effects that I've heard so far, people may experience not feeling too good for a day or two with flu-like symptoms, soreness around the injection site, fever, rash, not so much rash, rather, but, you know, so a lot of similar side effects that we're used to hearing about. So thankfully, nothing too out of the ordinary. The second dose, they're anticipating that those symptoms may come back as well. So, again, once people start getting vaccinated with that second dose, we'll definitely learn more.
So I guess for obvious reasons, we have not heard much about the flu. Are you seeing any flu and still time to get vaccinated for that?
Definitely recommend still getting vaccinated for the flu this year if you have not. The symptoms between COVID and the flu, as we've talked in the past, are hard to distinguish. And so if you can protect yourself for sure against one, that's always going to be a great idea. But in that regard, to answer your question, we have seen some pretty low flu numbers this year, which is a great thing because in some respects, that's just one less problem to have.
Would you attribute that to the mask wearing?
Yes, sir. And so that's exactly where I was headed with that. Is look what we've done as a society and a community to help reduce illness. We've kept our distance from each other. we're much more aware of what are we touching. Are we touching our face? Are we touching surfaces? Are we washing our hands more? Flu is also a respiratory illness. The masks are cutting down the ability for that disease to get transmitted easily. That's cut that down significantly. So, yeah, you know, in light of a public health emergency, we've also learned a lot about how to reduce the possibility of diseases being spread through the exercises that we've had to go through. And again, from a science standpoint and a community pharmacist, it's been quite remarkable.
I know you welcome any questions anybody has, they can call you.
Yes, sir. 750-2180. We'd love to hear from you, Jackson.
Hey, have a great Christmas. We appreciate you doing this.
Merry Christmas, Greg. You take care now.
Okay, bud. Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy.